Hi, Jonette. Welcome to your yoga practice. Surya Namaskar with Drishti. We'll do the first two rounds moving through lunges so that you get some hip warm up. And then after that, we'll add in jump backs. We'll dive right in. So stand at the top of your mat. Find mountain. Feel both feet in contact with the ground. Feel your legs strong and engaged. Belly draws up and under towards the heart, supporting the opening of the heart so that the shoulder blades can melt down the back. Fingers reach down to the ground and the gaze is at the nose. Inhale. Urdhva Hastasana, arms up, gaze transfers to the thumbs. As you exhale and bend the knees, gaze transfers to the nose. Uttanasana, forward fold. Shake the head no, and then yes. Roll the shoulders toward your ears and exhale them down your back. And on your next inhale, lift up through the belly to extend your heart away from your hips, flat back, gaze transfers to the brow. On your next exhale, step the right foot back. Inhale, heart forward. Exhale, left foot back, plank pose. Transfer the gaze to the nose and lower down to chaturanga. Inhale. Pull through to cobra. Gaze stays at the nose. Head reaches gently back. And on your next exhale, lift up through the belly. Gaze transfers to the navel as you come to downward facing dog. 5 breaths here. The gaze is down and towards your belly, but focus on an inner feeling of the space just behind your navel in front of your spine. Next exhale, step your right foot forward, gaze transfers to the brow. Exhale, step the left foot forward and find yourself in half Uttanasana, flat back. Exhale, gaze transfers down to the nose, Uttanasana, forward fold. Bend the knees as much as you need to keep the belly in contact with the thighs. On an inhale, look up, gaze transfers to the thumbs as you reach up, Urdhva Hastasana, up hands. Exhale, back to mountain. Gaze transfers to the nose. Inhale, up hands, Urdhva Hastasana. Gaze to the thumbs. Exhale, forward fold. Gaze transfers to the nose. Inhale, flat back. Gaze transfers to the brow. Stays there as you exhale, left foot back. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, right foot back, plank. Gaze transfers to the nose, and you lower down through chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Gaze stays at the nose, even though the back of the head reaches back. Exhale, downward facing dog, lifting through the core. Gaze traces down the midline of the body to the navel. As you exhale, step the left foot forward, the gaze transfers to the brow. Inhale, open the heart, and exhale, step the right foot forward, gaze stays at the brow. And as you exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana, gaze transfers to the nose. With your next inhale, lift the heart, drop the tail. Transfer the gaze to the thumbs as you come up to Urdhva Hastasana, upward facing hands. Exhale, mountain. Hands down by the sides, gaze transfers to the nose. Inhale, up hands, gaze to the thumbs. Exhale, Uttanasana, forward fold, gaze transfers to the nose. Inhale, flat back, gaze at the brow. Exhale, jump back, Chaturanga, gaze transfers to the nose. Inhale, up dog, stays at the nose. Exhale, down dog, transfers to the navel. Exhale, jump forward, gaze transfers to the brow, flat back. Exhale, forward fold, gaze transfers to the nose. Inhale, up hands, gaze transfers to the thumbs. Exhale, mountain, back to the nose. Inhale, up hands, thumbs. Exhale, forward fold, nose. Inhale, flat back, brow. Exhale, jump back, Chaturanga, nose. Inhale, up dog, nose. Exhale, down dog, navel. Here in down dog, wrap your triceps down to the ground. Firm the upper arms toward one another. At the same time, press on the thumb side of your hand. Bend both knees quite a lot. Rotate the sitting bones up to the sky. Create fullness in the mid-back by pressing the mid-belly back. And then reach your heels down and away from your hips. Good. Next, inhale. Bend the knees and look forward towards your brow. Exhale. Jump forward and back. Exhale, forward fold, nose. Inhale, upward hands, thumbs. Exhale, mountain, nose. Remember that you can rest in mountain, down dog, or child's pose at any time. Two more rounds. Inhale, up hands, thumbs. Exhale, forward fold, nose. Inhale, flat back, brow. Exhale, jump back, Chaturanga, nose. Inhale, pull the heart through. Gaze stays at the nose. Exhale, downward facing dog, navel. Next, inhale, bend the knees, look forward, gaze transfers to the brow. Exhale, draw yourself forward through the pelvic floor, leaping forward to half Uttanasana. Gaze at the brow. Exhale, gaze transfers to the nose, forward fold. Inhale, upward facing hands, gaze transfers to the thumbs. Exhale, mountain, back to the nose. Inhale, up hands, thumbs. Exhale, forward fold, nose. Inhale, half Uttanasana, brow. Exhale, jump back, chaturanga nose. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog, navel. Focus the breath into the rib cage. Integrate the shoulders into the back. Press down through every finger. And on your next inhale, bend the knees. Look forward, transfer the gaze to the brow. As you exhale and leap forward, flat back. Exhale, nose, forward fold. Inhale, thumbs, upward facing hands. Exhale, nose, mountain. Come down to the mat for finishing poses. Laying on your back, bend the knees, bring the heels close to the hips. And pressing into the backs of your arms to engage the core. Exhale and lift the hips. Join the hands together behind the back. Roll onto the outsides of the upper arms. And press into the heels. Chest comes towards chin. Chin remains gently lifted towards the ceiling. Neck remains in a neutral position. Knees track with the hips and over the ankles. Beautiful. On an exhale, unlace the fingers, unroll the shoulders, and set the spine down from top to bottom. Extend the legs out away from the body, hovering above the ground about a foot. Bring your hands down by your hips. Prepare for shoulder stand. On an exhale, draw your knees in and above your head as you bring your hips above your shoulders. Hands come to the low back, supporting the shoulder stand. Extend the legs up. And take at least 5 breaths here. Beginning to find the rhythm of being upside down. Reach out through your toes. Toes are pointed, but with the toes spread. Some people call that sparkle toes. The gaze is at the big toe. On an exhale, lower your toes behind your head down to the floor. Plow pose. Keep the hips lifted up and away from the shoulders. Keep the breath free in the rib cage. Reach your hands back toward where your feet will land. And with an exhale, begin to unfurl the body back down to the ground. Slowly, smoothly lowering down. And when your legs come to the ground, bend the knees, hug the knees in. Open the arms out to the side. Bring the knees above the hips, shins parallel to the floor, and on an exhale, lower the knees to the right side of the body. Look left. Begin to release effort of breathing here. Inhale, bring the knees back up above the hips by pressing the belly into the floor, and exhale, lower the knees to the left side of the body, looking right. Nice. Notice how the breath animates the pose from the inside out. And then, on an exhale, press the belly back, bring the knees above the hips. Hug the knees in one last time, and then extend the legs along the ground. Palms turn up. Release all effort of breathing, all muscular effort, and all effort of being. Feel the body melt into the earth as if you were a puddle. being absorbed molecule by molecule into the earth until you're no longer sure where your back ends and the earth begins. Imagine that the rain has just stopped, and the puddle that your body has become has begun to still. There's no more input for a little longer. Notice how everything can just settle out. And focus on the clarity of the water. Stay here for as long as you would like. You can get up at any time past this one. When you do, bring your awareness to body sensation. Feel your back on the mat, your clothes on your body, to the breath, how it feels to breathe, to the hearing. Listen for the rhythm of your heart. Into the mouth, lifting the soft palate. And then reactivate your vision. Behind your eyelids, circle the lights from one direction and then the other. And then move your head from side to side. Begin waking up the joints from the outside in. Wiggle the fingers and toes. Circle the wrists and ankles, bend the elbows and knees. Roll to your right side. And take a few moments and observe the breaths return to natural patterns. Imagine that you can look down and see yourself and say thank you for creating the time and space for your practice, because you know it feeds everything else you give to the world. Press up to sitting when you're ready. Let your head be the last thing to rise. Thank you for your practice. Namaste.